Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about we are it. Stop waiting. We are it. Stop waiting. There is a pandemic that has hit our community, our society, and the world, and it's called waiting. And when I'm referring to waiting, I'm not talking about waiting in the sense of waiting on God or understanding that God is working things out. I'm talking about waiting because we are expecting others to start doing the things that we are complaining about. There is an understanding and there is a culture of not doing things because we have the expectation that someone else will do it, that someone else will put up their hand. And because we have that expectation, oftentimes we find that things are lingering and things are not happening. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when we get to a place within our lives where we are always expecting others to do things, things will never happen. When you are always saying to yourself, but I thought that you would do it, or I thought that so-and-so would do this, then we're going to get to a point and a place in time where nothing actually happens. The question you need to ask yourself, am I it? And then you need to answer it, whether you are or whether you are not. When you are a person who takes accountability for things happening, you will never wait for others and you will never watch because you are expecting others to do it. When we have that mentality, nothing actually happens. Nothing actually takes place because we are constantly saying, I didn't do this because I expected him to do it. I didn't do that because I expected her to do it. And that actually, it begins to take us nowhere, slowly, very, very slowly. When we look in the Bible and we look at how God called people, especially when he called the prophets, you will notice, if I could use Elisha specifically, when God called Elisha, he speaks to Elijah and he says to Elijah, go and anoint Elisha in your place. When he gets to Elisha, he takes his cloak, he throws it upon him. Elisha doesn't stand and wonder and say, oh, I wonder who has he called. Maybe it was an accident that his cloak was thrown over me. Maybe it was not the right thing. Maybe. Never get you anywhere. And when he realized that the cloak of the prophet was thrown over him, the Bible says that he followed immediately. In fact, he took his work. He took the things that he used to plow the ground and to work with the cattle, and he burned it so that he didn't have an excuse to say, but I didn't know it was me, but he didn't call me. It's got nothing to do with me. We get so caught up into our lives that we often have excuses. And because we are so caught up in life, we never have the time to say, but it wasn't me. There's always an excuse lurking somewhere. There's always something relevant because we didn't know. in life, in any situation in life, you will find that God is constantly setting you up. And for those who are making excuses, they will never reach the pinnacle. They will never get to the point of understanding the success that is due to them, because they are constantly nervous and looking around that it's not me. If you are looking in your workspace, you can ask yourself the question. You can ask yourself the question, who are you waiting for? Why are you not doing what you're supposed to do? You are it. You are the answer. But you're not going to step up because you don't feel that you are worthy. You are not going to step up because you don't feel that you are the answer. You need to say to yourself, I am it. Let me stop waiting. I am it. Let me stop waiting. When you don't do that, you will constantly be at a place where you are expecting someone else to rise up. Imagine Moses not taking up the call, and yet he was it. What would have happened? Now, of course, God would have called someone else if Moses was just not ready and he just didn't want to. But I want to be it. I want to be that person that God uses. I want to say that I am not going to wait. I am it. And it is up to us to get to a place where we understand just how awesome it is when God's hand is upon you and He calls you. Do you know how powerful it is when you say, I am it. It is me. I will take up the call. I will do it. Do it in your family. Do it in your workspace. Do it in ministry. Do it in whatever area you have been called to. When the buck stops with you and you take accountability and you put up your hand, suddenly life becomes easy for you. It is the wondering and thinking to yourself, should I, shouldn't I, that keeps you in a stuck state, that keeps you from moving forward and does not allow you to become and enter into your true identity. It is so important that you become what God has called you to be and realize that you are it. You are called for a greater level of purpose. You are called because God has seen something special and placed it on the inside of you. But when you don't recognize the call, when you allow opportunities to pass by because you don't feel that you are called, or you don't feel comfortable, or you don't feel worth it, or you don't feel like it's an opportunity that will work for you because you maybe think it is too small, you are never going to get to the place of understanding just how great the call of God is on your life. You know, small opportunities in life leads to big breakthroughs. And when you realize that you are it, and you stop waiting, then there is an overflow of the greatness, the goodness, and the grace of God that begins to flow through you. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I am ready. I am it. And I will stop waiting. I ask you to come upon me, use me, and make me what I need to be as you mold me in your image. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will see you again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.